Welcome to the Cyber Sisters podcast. We're your Cyber Sisters, Allison and Emily, two cyber educators talking about edtech pedagogy and life in the digital age. Welcome back, everyone. You are joining us for our fifth season of the Cyber Sisters podcast. Fifth season. I can't even process. I feel like that this is five seasons worth of podcasting together.
I don't think either of us imagined that this would turn into what it's turned into.
Well, we are so excited that you've joined us for the last five seasons, whether you are someone who has been along for us on our journey or you are a brand new listener this season. My name is Allison Keith, and we are joined by my lovely colleague, Emily Sattler, and we are both two cyber educators and instructional coaches who basically spend this time talking about everything new and exciting in ed tech, in cyber pedagogy, in technology-based pedagogy, and a little bit of life along the way. So we are always spend sort of our first episode back, just sort of welcoming back everyone from the summer. This is the second year that we're starting a little bit later into the school year. And I have to say, I kind of like the vibes of that, just because I think as educators, we know that the start of the school year, like it's so intense and there's so much going on that you're going 10 miles a minute, right? And now is sort of this moment. I always used to feel like when I would get to like October 1st, like, okay, the year has really begun. I've met all my kids. I've like trained all my kids on the routines and on the structure. And now like we're into content. We're into the routines. We're really into the stuff. And like the year has truly, truly begun.
Although the flip side is, how is it October already? I feel like this year has just been so crazy that I just kind of blinked and now it's October already and not sure how I feel about that either.
And that's fair. You had a particularly busy summer. So why don't we start with our summer catch-up segment? Just to give our listeners a little overview for the episode, we're going to start just talking a little bit about the summer, things that sort of came up for us both personally and professionally since we last listened to each other. And then every year we start with our one-word theme for the school year. So we're going to have an opportunity to share our one-word theme for the school year for this year and then give you a little bit of a preview about what's coming up this season. We've already got some fantastic guests lined up. And we're really excited to kick this season off. So Emily, tell me a little bit about your summer. I know you were all over the place, lots of stuff going on. So personally, professionally, how'd it go?
It was a pretty crazy summer. I wasn't home much. Although I was and I wasn't, everything was just kind of like lumped together.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, you're usually the one that's all over the place, and this was my summer to be all over the place. So I got the opportunity to do STEAM in the Park again this summer. We had Daisha on last season after I had done National Mall last summer, but I went further afield. So I went to Jimmy Carter National Park, which is in Plains, Georgia, which is this teeny tiny town in middle of nowhere, Georgia, and it's so cute. And we had the best 4 days spending time with the people of Plains and with the rangers at the national park, and we're able to learn a ton about Jimmy Carter and his legacy. We got the chance to go on the compound and we didn't see him. Apparently he was awake, but we didn't want to bother him. And Secret Service didn't clear us to go into the house, just go on the grounds. So we got to go on the grounds though and see Rosalind Carter's garden and the ponds and all of that, which was amazing. We got to stay in the Plains Inn, which Rosalind Carter decorated all of the rooms there. Had some peanut ice cream, had some amazing food. It was just a really fabulous experience. And as we film this, record this, yesterday, I believe, was his 99th birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Well, it sounds like it was a really wonderful experience. For those of you who are looking for a little more information, as Emily mentioned, we did have Daisha, who is sort of the founder and creator of the Steam in the Parks program on. So check out that episode. But they do such incredible things with creating these really immersive learning experiences for teachers to sort of both, I think, get that personal morale boost related to education, but also to have some great materials to really bring back to their classroom, those firsthand experiences, those pictures, those things that really make, you know, in this case, history, but also science and, you know, all of these different things kind of come alive. So I'm really excited that you were able to go again and to experience someplace different, because I, like, would I have ever known about, was it Plainsville? Did you say Plainsville?
Plains. Just Plains.
Plains, Georgia. I would know nothing about Plains, Georgia, but I know so much now just from, you know, talking to you this summer and talking with you in planning this episode. So it really has been educational for all of us.
How about you? What did you do this summer?
So the big news for me is that right at the end of the last school year, my boyfriend and I bought a lovely house. So we are very, very excited about that process. It was a 1949, like, fixer-upper, absolutely beautiful on 3.5 acres of land. But boy, did it need some renovations. And we sort of first came in a little bit naively with the idea that we were going to just do, you know, a couple of things, maybe do some floors, remove quite a lot of wallpaper. But what we really found is once you get into the different systems of a home, you get into, you know, heating and electrical and all these different systems, it becomes almost easier to really do all of your renovations at one time. And that's ultimately what we decided to do. So I have spent this summer removing wallpaper and becoming a joint compound queen and learning how to frame and doing a little bit of plumbing and things like that. We obviously have help for, you know, the big stuff that we need professionals for, things like putting in French drains and asbestos removal and big additions and things like that. But it's been nice to really get our hands dirty and to be working on a big, big project. Our first tech recommendation coming your way. I have been using an app that I absolutely love. This is, like, absolutely not sponsored. You know, we do not sponsor for this show, but, like, I'm about to really talk up this this app. So I just wanted to, like, make that very clear. And it's also not education specific, but for those of you who are also very, very busy, TickTick is my new obsession. It is an organizational app that kind of takes all the great parts of Google Calendar and all the great parts of something like Microsoft To Do, which I know I've talked about a ton on this podcast, and combines them together. So a lot of times, one of the big issues that I've had both in my, you know, coaching and teaching and, like, education life, but also in my personal life, is that you have one system that organizes events and one system that organizes tasks. And, like, we all know that those are muddy, guys. We all know that there are times where, like, if it's not on the calendar that you're going to do these tasks, like, it's not going to get done. It's really difficult to actually plan your time and your day and what's realistic to get done in a week and what's not realistic to get done in a week if you don't, you know, have that flexibility. And so TickTick has been the system that I've been using. I do pay for their premium account. It's only like $30 a year, which I do think for the integration for all of your different platforms is really great. So I have my personal stuff in there, all of the renovation work that we've been doing, the timeline from a million different contractors and a million different things. The joke that David and I have made a couple of times is we didn't really buy a house so much as we bought, like, a floor plan because we've got and replaced so much of what's going on to the inside. And also all of my stuff related to, you know, my school calendar, my coaching, all that kind of stuff. And it just really integrates everything really seamlessly and keeps me from dropping balls and forgetting things and all that kind of stuff. So if you're looking for a good organizational system, this is the best one I've ever seen. It integrates both task management. It also integrates events and it integrates habits, which is really good. I haven't really gotten into that part of it yet, but it is something that I would like to do once we've officially moved. And I'm looking to set some new routines in our new home, but we are not quite at that point yet. Hopefully by the time we're recording our next episode, Emily, fingers crossed, we'll be in a good place. So check it out. It's a really fantastic app. And it's really intuitive and easy to use too. It's not one of those apps that you need to, like, watch a whole bunch of tutorials for. Like, you can kind of open it up and finagle it around and figure out what you need to figure out, because like its user integration is top notch. So highly, highly recommend. On a school note though, I have been to my first conference of the year, which is awesome. The instructional coach team was sent to Seven Springs to do the Visible Learning Conference. So we've been doing a ton of work as a school with John Hattie's work, with Visible Learning, Learning Intention Success Criteria, all that kind of stuff. So I'm sure you guys are going to hear a ton about Visible Learning over the course of the season, just because that's the world that I'm really immersed in right now. And there are some really great practices, some really awesome stuff to think about. You know, how can we be taking these practices that were researched for the most part in brick and mortar classrooms and bring them into, you know, different digital spaces and be thinking about them in kind of a flexible way. So it was a wonderful conference. We got, you know, to see some really fantastic speakers, including John Hattie himself. I did have a little bit of a fangirl moment. You know, just generally enjoy learning a little bit more about invisible learning. So we're really excited, and hopefully, fingers crossed, Emily, we'll have some more conference news coming up in the future.
I can't wait to come visit you, first of all, whenever you finally finish your house.
We're going to have an amazing guest bedroom. So I'm so excited.
I feel like all I've been doing has been hearing about your house and your boyfriend, which I also haven't met yet, but that's another story.
Well, you'll get an opportunity. And wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Also, I am totally looking into this TickTick, because my biggest issue, which I know we've talked about before, is that this year I am now working from home for 3 weeks and then in the office 1 week. So trying to find something that I can use when I'm at home and then also in the office, because I live my life off of lists. Obviously, we've talked about this before. And I need my lists to be able to go with me and not forget them when I go to the office. And also not like break my back carrying in 15 million things when I go into the office on Monday morning for my week in the office. So
listen, not to like completely, but listen, this is an education tech podcast. So like, I feel like you're everyone who's listening right now, like you are the audience for this, right? Like it's got an app, it's got a browser extension, it's got all the stuff that you want it to have. And the way that it organizes lists is just so great, because not only will it give you your like 2-day list where you can see everything from all the different lists that you've created, it allows you to also sort by different lists, different tags, different categories. You can filter really, really easily so you can see the information that you want to see. It does recurring tasks. It allows you to have subtasks that also have due dates and recurrences on them. So just everything that you like want in task management is there, with the additional benefit that you can take that task and you can put it on the calendar. And then, as I know you like happen with you all the time, Emily, and with many other teachers, right? You have a plan for how you're going to use that prep period, that time after work, that time something, and something comes up, you know, there's a student issue, there's something else that needs to happen. You can just take that beautiful task and you just drag it. You drag it to the next open slot, right? And bing, bang, boom, it's easy. You didn't have to like click on anything. There's not like multiple steps to it. It's just like move it in the calendar and now that's happening somewhere else. And it's that simple. So it's the most intuitive system. And I'm firmly convinced that by the end of this season, I'm going to convince you to become a TickTick girl the same way you convinced me to become a dual monitor girl, which I spent a ton of time in this podcast being like, you do not have to use a dual monitor, and you still don't. Still don't. Okay. But it is nice to have one. now that I do have two, like it is a pretty sweet deal. I may have been a little bit wrong.
All of those years that I was like, Allison, how have you not lived without a dual monitor? And you're like, no, it's fine. I don't need one. And now you're like, how can I live without it?
Well,
man, I need my dual monitor while I plan our podcast.
It really does make such a difference. It makes such a genuine difference. Speaking of things that have made such a genuine difference, I have absolutely loved this tradition of picking a one-word theme for our school year. So for those of you who do not know, this practice comes from Gretchen Rubin's podcast, The Happier Podcast with Gretchen Rubin. And every year she picks a one-word theme for the year. And we, are borrowing, stole this idea, like all good educators, right? I mean, most of being a good educator is just knowing where to strategically steal great ideas. We took this one from Gretchen Rubin and we use it for the start of our school year. So I'm really excited to jump into what energy we're trying to channel, what intentions we're trying to do. If you are a listener, also, we do get listeners who send us their one-word themes for the school year all the time. So please, please, please send those to us or include them in one of the comments on the episode. We would love to hear what energy you're channeling for your school year and how that's going throughout the year. So Emily, tell me a little bit about your one-word theme for the school year. What are you thinking this year?
I do not like this segment.
You don't like anything that forces you to be reflective this way, though.
This is not my favorite segment. So after lots of thought and trying to figure it out, I decided on the word fun. And I think because last year I spent so much time trying to figure out what the heck I was doing as an instructional coach, which Allison, you probably felt the same way because I actually said to somebody this morning, when you become an instructional coach, you don't go to school to become an instructional coach. You go to school to become a teacher. And then you kind of discover that you like helping teachers and you can impact a lot more students as an instructional coach. And then it's kind of the next logical step, especially if you don't want to become an administrator, which I don't whatsoever. So I kind of spent the whole last year trying to figure out what the heck I was doing. And it wasn't living in a constant state of stress, but it was living in a constant state of what the heck am I supposed to be doing? Am I doing the right things? And now I feel like maybe I'm have some sort of handle on what I'm doing. So I want to try to be able to plan fun, different activities for my teachers. And in fact, I'm starting next week after. And a couple of us are going to visit some of our different offices the week that the high school teachers are in. So instead of going to the Harrisburg office, we're taking a little road trip and hitting three of our other offices. So I'm really excited about that, to be able to meet some teachers that I haven't met before and just kind of hang out in some of those conference rooms and hopefully meet some teachers that we haven't met before and be able to plan some different activities for them and do some fun stuff.
I'm so excited for you. There's so much I want to respond to here. The first part is I completely sympathize because I think I still feel very much like I am in it, right? I think whenever you start something, and I think this is very true, we know that we have a lot of listeners who are, in those first, second year as teacher periods, right? When you're first starting a job, even when you do go to school for it, even when you do get training, right? I'm in the middle of a program right now that is for my IC certification endorsement, all that kind of stuff. And even when you're doing that process, I think there's a difference between learning the mechanics or the science of a position and learning the art of a position, right? And education is both an art and a science. You have to find out the kind of teacher that you're going to be, right? What's your art? What's your personality? How are you in the classroom? How do you do things? And really develop that the same way that an actor would develop their craft or a writer would develop their voice. You're doing the same thing as a teacher. And I think we're both going through that process as a coach. I think I'm probably about 6 months behind you, but that's because I was hired 6 months. But I think that one of the things that you were so strong at, Emily, in the classroom is that you loved to find those really interesting, immersive learning experiences. And you always really went out of your way to make these big events and to find these special moments and to think about how you could engage students, you know, using these really targeted, like, special days and cool events and things like that. And I feel like that creativity is part of what made you enjoy teaching, right? Like, I think very few people are in education because they, like, love the grading. Like, that's not usually like keeping anybody in the classroom, but like being able to plan like a really cool event and do something special for somebody, and help build that like personal connection or give them something that makes them feel special and appreciated or supported in some kind of way. That's part of what makes the job fun and worthwhile. And I think for you to feel like you're at the point now where you can start integrating a little more art into the process of being an IC is really, really awesome. And I think that's also just kind of a shout out to those younger teachers too, that it's okay to spend those first couple of years really feeling like, you know, you're just stuck in the science of it. You're just trying to master the mechanics and the routine and how to do things in really effective ways. I think that's much more where I'm at in my coaching journey right now is, you know, how do I just really make sure that I am, you know, being clear and organizing things in ways that make sense and I'm accessible in the ways that I need to be accessible. It's more of the day-to-day mechanics. But I really look forward to the day when I get to like truly hit my stride in terms of like the fun and all that. Like I think I organized like one game day for my teachers last year. So there's not no fun yet. But I'm really excited for that piece of things. But you have to do the foundation before you can build on it and start doing, you know, all the really sort of big cool stuff that you want to be at. So I'm really excited for you. I think fun is a perfect word for you. And who in education doesn't need a little bit more fun? I think it's awesome that there's, you know, people out there who are dedicated to making sure our teachers have fun too. That's really important.
You like this so much better than I do. So what's your one word?
Listen, I do love a good navel gaze, but I think part of why I enjoy this so much is you cannot do everything at one time. And I think whether it's in our current roles or even as a teacher, if I actually sat down and did every single thing on my massive to-do list of things that I want to change, things that I want to do differently, like I would be so completely exhausted at the end of every single year that I would have burnt out so fast. So I think it's nice picking a theme because it helps me to make decisions about what am I going to really lean into and what are the things that are just maybe not on my plate right now. They may be important, but they're not the big priority item that I'm really focused on. And then I can monitor that over the course of the year. I can say like, how am I doing with my theme? Do I think that I'm living up to that ideal? And you're not stuck with that one theme forever, right? Like you can get to the end of the year and be like, oh, cool, did that. Awesome. Worked on it. I want to work on something different now. I want to kind of continue in a new vein. So the word that I picked this year has multi levels. It's a very ELA word. I know Emily's laughing because we have notes that we share back and forth that we're usually referring to during our podcast. So she can see that there's like multiple bullet points underneath my words. So my word for the year is present. And there's three different levels to that word present. The first one sort of is referring to really being in the moment and really allowing myself to be in the moment. The biggest change that I know I've sort of encountered moving from teaching to instructional coaching is that as a teacher, there's a lot of emphasis put on planning. And that was one of the things that I loved about being a teacher. Like, I think I'm in the very small minority that was like, I loved a good lesson plan. Like, I loved to organize a little sheet and like have all my links and like all that stuff there. And I felt that the older that I got as a teacher, the more that planning really did not have to be like redone and tweaked because you found stuff that works. You found routines that work. You found lesson sequences that like really worked for kids. You found instructional strategies that were like really useful, right? And I loved that kind of forethought that went into education. But a lot of being an IC is about being present in the moment for what your day is going to ask from you, right? Like there are definitely things that I'm planning. There's, you know, professional learning that I'm planning or team meetings that I'm planning or individual coaching sessions. But a lot of that is about listening to teachers' needs and listening to where sort of the school is now and where the school wants to be. And how do I help those two sides communicate with one another? How can I listen to what teachers need in that particular moment and help them with their particular problem that they're trying to solve? And so there's many, many days that I wake up or meetings that I'll sort of go into for coaching and say, you know, I may not have anything very specifically prepared. You know, if it's a professional learning, sure, you'll have slides or a team meeting, you'll have an agenda. But a lot of those coaching sessions, you go in and you're just there to kind of listen and to bounce ideas back and forth and to try things and see what works. And there's going to be some stuff that does, and there's going to be some stuff that doesn't. And you've just got to be prepared to kind of roll with those punches and be with a teacher through the ups and the downs and be that buddy, be that friend. And you never know what's going to happen, right? When there's a big thing that happens in the school, maybe it's, you know, a tech outage or, you know, different things. There are many days where you may have to leave a plan that you made behind and say, you know, I'm going to throw myself into something else instead, because that's where my teachers need support. That's where my admin might need me. That's where that's going to be. And so reminding myself that that's not me not being prepared. That's me being willing to like really be present and to be flexible to what are the needs of the people that I'm here to serve. And, you know, be open to that journey and that possibility. I think there's a lot of places where that's true about my life right now. I think also just in terms of like the house and that process, you know, it's just about being present in the moment and trying to enjoy that moment and, you know, not necessarily always knowing what's going to happen next. And that's okay. We're going to deal with our fear, a little bit of loss of control, and be present in that moment and just have confidence, right, that I've got what I need to handle different challenges. So being present in the moment, as I mentioned before, there's a lot of things in this job about sort of presenting and presenting information. How am I presenting myself as a coach? How am I presenting different ideas? How am I making sure that I'm clear, making sure that I'm organized, making sure that I'm accessible to the staff that I need to be accessible to? So I'm thinking a lot about presentation and how I'm presenting myself as a coach and sort of trying to find that coach voice and that coach persona. So that's sort of leveled into that word. And also thinking a lot about that word gifts, you know what I mean? Like a present, like a gift, something that people get. Because I think this is a time period where there's a lot of things that are going really well in my life. And I want to be present for those presents. Ha ha ha. You know, be grateful and, you know, really, you know, go into every day with a lot of gratitude that there's, you know, a lot of things that I'm getting to enjoy both in my job and in my personal life and be open and receptive to those things. So it's a good word. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for the year. And I think it's gonna have a lot of opportunity and possibility to it.
You know you are preaching to the choir when you talk about planning, because I am the queen of planning and I love me some plans.
I love a good plan. And what I am finding is that coaching really is 50% planning and 50% being responsive. You know, it is great to have the best laid plans, and there's a lot of ways in which having more plans I really did personally find helpful as a teacher. But sometimes in this world, right, like you can't let your plans get in the way of a good coaching, right? Like you have to focus more, I think, on building relationships and allowing, you know, you and fellow teachers to kind of go on a journey together. Into areas where, you know, you might be comfortable, you might feel a little bit less comfortable, but your job is to be that buddy, is to be that friend as, you know, they're working on their practice and being that support in the classroom. It's a different perspective. It's a different lens on education, and it's a good sort of muscle for me to flex, I think, both intellectually emotionally, I guess.
I actually think that's a perfect segue into our first guest.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I didn't even think of that, but it is really, really true. Do you want to go ahead, Emily, and actually introduce who our first guest is going to be this season?
So I'm not so super excited actually about this first guest because of
very excited. You're just not excited about her topic.
Yes, that is true. So super excited for our first guest, who was one of our repeat guests. Melissa Ampera was coming back to talk to us about improv in the classroom and using that for design thinking. So excited for that one.
We both saw her do a great presentation on this at Pete, and it was phenomenal. She has so much insight, I think, to offer. And kind of to my point earlier about how I was the kind of teacher that like loved lesson planning and loved plans. She really makes a great case for, you know, how the principles of improvisation and opening yourself up to the moment can not only make a classroom more engaged for you as a teacher, but also for your students, building classroom community, building engagement among your students. And it was a really interesting presentation. So we're super excited to bring that to you. We're also excited for some other fantastic topics coming up. We have a crossover episode with the PAECT pod, which we're really excited for. This has been in the works for like, I feel like over a year we've been working on a crossover episode. So we're really excited to have them on. We have some awesome design tools that we are checking out now, and we're going to do a whole roundup on for teacher design tools. We have some gamification stuff coming down the line. As always, you know, it's one of my favorite topics. And we even have a data scientist coming on to talk about AI from the student perspective, but also sort of from the data science perspective, because I think that there's a lot of misinformation about AI out there right now. And so this is an opportunity for us to kind of discuss a little bit about what AI is, why it has the limitations that it does, that it doesn't have, and how to talk with students about it, and also how to get students to sort of get used to being in an AI designed environment. I think we have a lot of material out there that talks about, you know, what does AI mean for teachers, and how they're looking at assignments, how they're assessing assignments, how they're making assignments. But there is a lot of implications for students too, when they're sitting down to write a paper, when they're sitting down to make certain decisions. And so we have a wonderful guest, a data scientist, to talk with us about that. So it should be a really fantastic season. We've got some great guests, a few more surprises in there that we are still reaching out to and coordinating, and all that good stuff. But we think it's going to be a fantastic season, and we're excited to go on another journey, another year five together.
And as always, if you have questions, if you have comments, if you have ideas for episodes for us, send them our way. We always welcome those. We watch out for them. So send them our way. We appreciate them.
Yeah, pretty much our whole AI series, guys, has been based on listener requests. So definitely send us. And we do not have the whole season planned for sure. So if there's stuff that you're really interested in, questions that you have, we would love to feature episodes around them. So guys, thank you so much. We are really excited about this season. We think it's going to be an awesome journey. And we're excited to maybe hear some one-word themes from all of you for your school year. So thank you for joining us, as always, on this episode of the Cyber Sisters podcast. You can keep in touch with us on our socials. We're on X, the app formerly known as Twitter. I don't know anybody that's actually calling it X right now. But we are still on, at least for the moment. Though I have started to take a little bit into Threads. We'll see. Like, there might be some social media expansion this year. We'll see, guys. But right now you can find us on X, app formerly known as Twitter, at Allison K Teaches and at Sattler Cyber. We always appreciate keeping that conversation going. So please like, comment, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, everyone, keep trying hard.